Don't quote me on this, but most B2B content puts me to sleep better than my nightly NyQuil and vodka drink. And I get it. You want to sound professional, whatever that fucking means. But everyone does too, and it's boring, and I'm so tired of it, and we need to change. If you're a marketer or B2B CEO, you need to hear three things that I highly recommend. Because when we think about great content, we think about D2C. We think about fast food companies having beef, pun intended, on Twitter. But does that mean that as in B2B, you need to be so bland and so meh? I refuse to believe that. Then what way should we change? Here's three advice. One, stop writing like an 85-year-old English professor. Simplify the language in your content. Make it easy for your audience to understand. Like, just make it at the level of a sixth grade. I don't even know what sixth grade is because I'm from Europe, but make it fucking easy. Like, it's easier to write easy than write hard. Just write easy. All right, that's one. As you can see, I'm really pissed about all this. Number two, don't hide behind that my industry is too technical. That's a good thing. That's a good thing and a reason why you should create content. It means your competitors and creating engaging content either. You have no competition in terms of content marketing. If you figured out a way to make it enjoyable, and there always is, you just have to be creative, you'll stand out even more. It's a good thing that your industry is technical. Step three, stand for something and accept some risk. Is there a risk to creating content outside your comfort zone? Yes. Do people get canceled sometimes? Yes. Will it happen to you? In very chance, no. But could it? Maybe. But is there a risk in not doing it and your competitors taking advantage? Oh, yes. And you don't want to go through that. So just accept some risk. Stand for something. And number four, because fuck it, I'm going to give you a bonus. Use the personal brand of your CEO. There's no better way to make B2B brand more human than having a human share it. Wow, mind blown, right? No one cares about the faceless entity of your company. I'm sorry to say that, and I'm sorry that you have to hear that, but they only care about you, the CEO, and your storytelling. Give it to them. Thanks for listening.